Alaska's only female electrical lineman testified before the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions today. 23-year-old Anchorage resident Deborah Kelly gave her support to unions and a union-backed bill now before Congress. Kelly is an apprentice in the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers and works for Chugach Electric Association in Anchorage. She was one of four workers who told their stories to the committee today. Kelly says despite encouragement from her parents to go to college and a sister who became an engineer and worked for NASA, she decided to apply for a union apprenticeship program after high school. Kelly told the committee that her first job as an apprentice in the power line program was building a section of transmission line between Anchorage and a hydroelectric plant.
The line stretched across the mountainside, and the rough terrain presented many additional challenges to what was already heavy and difficult work. Building the transmission line required heavy equipment, rigging, lifting, and high-tension operations where any misstep could be fatal. Thanks to my detailed classroom training and the supervision of highly trained and experienced journeymen, we pulled off these operations safely and professionally.
Kelly credits her union with helping her deal with any resistance she faces as the only woman in her field. She also talked about the benefits of her health insurance. Kelly was diagnosed with thyroid cancer at age 18 and says her union health care covers most of the costs.
My union health care, for which I was eligible after 4 months of work, covers these follow-up tests, which is something most insurance would not have covered as a pre-existing condition. Without this insurance, I'd be in debt.
Kelly's trip to Washington was paid for by the Alaska AFL-CIO. They're supporting the Employee Free Choice Act, which would make it easier for unions to form. The act would allow unions to organize by collecting half the signatures of a workplace's employees. Currently, a workplace can only be organized by secret ballot. The Health and Labor Committee also heard testimony from an Indiana worker who does not support the legislation now before Congress. Larry Getz says a union card, check, drive, or sign up at his gear shop pressured and harassed the workers.
I believe that these card, check, drives put the interests of the union and their officials ahead of those of the workers. While the bill has been officially named the Employee Free Choice Act by its proponents in organized labor and their allies in Congress, my own personal experience shows a more appropriate name might be the Worker Cohesion Act.
Getz says he wants to retain the secret ballot method of starting unions. The bill now before Congress would also stiffen penalties for employers using bad practices under the National Labor Relations Act. It would also guarantee arbitration on union contracts if differences can't be settled within 90 days of negotiations. The House passed a similar version of the bill during the last Congress. It's unclear yet whether it has enough support to pass in the Senate.